Baba Basra Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, page 63, side A. However, Velohi, this isn't true, but the opinion of Abaye is whether he says Palga, or whether he says Pesika, sometimes that he buys half of the field, and sometimes only for the amount of Tisha Kadit. To me was explained, I heard Abaye explain these halachas, that Bain made Sarara Dimino Palga, whether he wrote him, indeed the seller writes made Sarara Dimino Palga, Uveno, whether he writes it made Sarara Dimino Psiko. In either case, E Omale. If after he assigned him in the document the boundaries of the field that he was talking about, he says to him, and he writes to him in the buyer document, Ilein Matzrenoho, these are the boundaries of the field. So this extra lotion is to empower the power, to make better the power of the buyer. And therefore, he's Palgo, he'll take half a field. But if he didn't tell him these are the boundaries, then he takes in the field as it takes to just the amount for Tisha Kavim, what it's sold to nine Kavim. Now the Gemara is dealing about a Shechimara, a person who is sick, or a person who is dividing his assets, and he did not explain which part he's giving. Pshita. This thing is obvious that a Shechimara, person who is thick and is commanding on the distribution of his assets, and also a healthy person who divides his assets while he's alive, that he says, Omar Yachloik Ployna bin Chosi, let this individual split my assets, Palgam. So that means that half of his assets, this is the meaning of the words Yachloik. However, if he says, Tunu Chaylik Ployna bin Chosi, give a portion, and he didn't explain what the portion is in my assets, he doesn't give a portion, my. What does it do? So does the word chelek, a portion, also mean splitting, and therefore the one who the recipient will take half of the assets, or his intention is to a portion that is worthy to be given, something substantial, something a given portion, but not the half. And the decision on this would be up to the Beis Din to figure out how much that portion is. So the Gemara brings a proof of Braisa. Omer Ravina bar Kisi. Ravina bar Kisi says, "Toshma, come and listen. The Tanya will end the Braisa. Aimer, one who says Tnu Chelik Lifleini B'Chayir. He says, give a portion to this son, to this person B'Boyir, in the pit, in the Lifleini B'Boyir, in the pit, a pit of water that he owns. And we're not sure if it means a Chelik, a split." Or, and that he wants to give him half of the water of the pit, or his intention is to give him a small a portion, which will be determined by the estimation of Chachamim. For example, Revi'is Halug, quarter of a Lug. Sumchus Omer, Sumchus says that the recipient does not take Pachus Merevi'ah, minimally, no less than a quarter of the water of the pit, but just a quarter and a little more. Because, according to his view, every place, money which is in doubt, we split. And therefore, he takes a quarter that he definitely has. That's going to be the revis. And he takes also another half of the money that is in Suffolk, which is the difference between the revis halug, a revi of the lug, and a half a bar. And likewise, if he says to, give to this person from the water of the boir a portion lichavis to fill up a barrel, so that he can water his animals. Ain, or give them to drink, ain pachus mishmini. So then the recipient doesn't get less than an eighth of the pit, but he gets an eighth and a little more. And also, if he tells to the person, give to the person from the water of the boy a portion ligdeira, for the pot to fix his food, ain pachus The recipient doesn't take less than one part of 12 from the border of the pit, but just a little more. And also, if he says, give to the person from the water of the pit a portion for the tofiach, which is a vessel which is designed for drinking, ein pachus mishisha asur. So the recipient doesn't take less than 1/16 of the water of the pit, but a little more. So from this braisa, we can resolve that a person that says, give a portion to the person in my assets, that the recipient will take a quarter of the assets, a little more. Because since the doubt is whether he means a portion to a half, what he means with the word chelek, does he mean a portion? Does it mean a half or a drop? So therefore, money that is in doubt, we split like the opinion of Sumchus. Now the Gemara deals with a person who sells, that at the time of the sale, he makes a condition with the buyer that has no meaning at all with regards to selling, for two reasons. Either because the condition cannot be fulfilled, or because even without the condition, it would have been done that way. So therefore, we interpret that his intention with the condition was to leave over some of the sale in his domain. Tana Rabbanan, we learn the Rabbanan. Ben Levi Shemachar Sodeh LeYisrael, a Levi who sells a Sodeh to a Yisrael. V'amar Loi, and the seller says that this field is sold to you, Amenas Shemayser Rishain Sheli, that unless on the condition that you have to separate what comes out from this field, the Maiserishin will belong to me, you'll give them to me. So then, Maiserishin Shaloi, then the Maiserishin belongs to him, of the seller of the Levi. The im amar loy, but if the seller says to the buyer that the ma'aser shein, ma'aser rishon that will come out from here, li ulevonai, to me and my children, that after my death should be given to my children, so then we say that mace, if the seller dies, yitain levonov, he should give it to his sons as it is conditioned. But the im amar loy, but if he tells him that the maizirishin that comes from this field is mine, kozman shasode zubiyotcho, as long as the field is in your hand, and then mechora, if the buyer goes ahead and sells it, mechoz of elokcho, and then he goes and buys it back from the second buyer, ein lo elof klum. So the levy has no, the first seller has nothing, no taina, no demands from him, because at the time when the first buyer sold it, The rights of the levies are gone from what he conditioned, and the second buyer merited the entire field without any condition. And then, when the first buyer goes ahead and buys it from the second one, he gets it. He is privileged from the second person in all of his privileges, and he doesn't have to give it anymore to the levy. So the Gemara now questions, how can the seller, how is he able, the seller, to acquire the maestros? So the Gemara asks, why is the maestration that the buyer is destined to separate from the growth of the field, why do they belong to the seller? But he shouldn't be able to make a condition on this at all, because the rule is that ain't other makna dovashaleba la'ilah. A person cannot transfer or give over something which is not come into the world yet. And the grain from which he is destined to separate, the miser, hasn't even been sown yet. And the Gemara answers, Ki von de Omar Lei. Since the seller says to the buyer a condition, Almanas Shemaiserishin Shali, that the under condition that the Maiserishin belongs to me, so certainly he wants him to fulfill the condition, because a person doesn't make a condition in vain. And since the condition cannot be fulfilled in such a way, in that he gives him away the whole field, and the buyer should go back and be makne to him the maestris, so therefore we explain that his intention is that she yure shayre l'mkoy maestris, that this seller left himself left over for himself a portion in the property, which is the shear, the amount in which maaser can grow. From the above mentioned halacha, Reish Lakish learns the din of a seller who makes a condition with the buyer to leave himself over a portion of the deal, and that condition does not have any effect, it doesn't make a difference, not for the good, not for the bad. Even without the condition, the thing would stay so. So there's really no meaning to his words unless we explain that he wanted to leave himself over an additional part for what he sold, that he should remain by him. Omar Ishlokish says, this tells us from the fact what the Braise tells us over here, that any time that the seller mentions in his words a condition that cannot be fulfilled, unless we say that he has intended to leave over from the place for himself, so we explain that this was his intention. So from here we can learn that Moicher Bayis Lechaveri, one who sells a house and a courtyard to his friend, and the seller says that this house is sold to you, Al Menoshed Yutel Yoino, Shali, that the roof of the house that has a fence of 10 tefachim belongs to me. So then we say that the condition helps, and you tell Yoino Shaloi that the roof of the house belongs to him.